Joe, when we knew that we were going to have you on today, all I could think about was the Don Henley lyrics, "Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach." But every picture I see of beaches, I wonder if it's the same way in Jacksonville. There are people everywhere on the beach right now.
Well, I tell you what, it's been kind of a weird thing because we went from having a lot of people out and about to just kind of getting eerily quiet, and then the roads started to have less traffic on it. Anyway, I always pass by the beach, you know, either leaving my house or coming home, and there's still people out, still people trying to make the most of it. You know, we are in a fishing paradise, a golfing paradise, a boating paradise. So hopefully we still got enough people that want to enjoy this weather. And trust me, today we have got beautiful weather. And then put on top of that, Nick Foles is gone. It's like joy in Whoville down here in Jayville.
Joe, so when Nick Foles was signed, what was the reaction down there? Was everybody excited? Because I think, like, in our market, other AFC South markets, I think everybody was kind of glad, like, you know, didn't really trust him to be the dude. What was the reaction when he was signed in Jacksonville?
You know, I think if we go back to last year, there was kind of that guarded enthusiasm, maybe a mixed bag of people over the top saying, okay, MVP from the Super Bowl, he beat Tommy, come on in, you know, save this franchise. And then the other half of it was basically saying, you know what, I don't care who it is as long as it's not Blake Bortles. And so there was kind of a mixed bag. And then when he came in and, you know, he started zipping the ball around in training camp, and most people started to buy into the idea that, hey, this guy can turn this team around. He can get things done. But just think about in 1 year's time, it's that ultimate, you know, when you meet that girl, you fall in love right in the beginning, and then in less than a year, you can't wait to get rid of her. I mean, that's basically what it is. And there was as much excitement yesterday about him leaving as there probably was when he came a little less than a year ago. It's crazy how it's gone. And I feel bad for him, by the way, because this guy really hasn't done anything wrong. 11 plays into his Jaguar career, he gets a broken collarbone, and then they're trying to do anything they possibly can to get this team back to where they can compete for a title or a playoff spot. He's thrust back in there. We all know he didn't perform very well. You know, really, the rest is history. The average, I think, play that Nick Foles participated in averaged $173,000.
Oof, goodness. So are the Jags set on Gardner Minshew? Is he the guy?
You know, it's funny because I think the way we look at this, Dawn, is that all right, the best way to describe it is when Ryan Tannehill showed up in Tennessee, you guys were like, okay, we'll see. If something happens, you know, with Marcus Mariota, you at least have a backup plan. Well, we had no idea what Gardner Minshew was going to be. And then ultimately he gets thrust in there in the first game. You know, he looks pretty good. He throws for a bunch of yards, and you're like, well, wait a minute, we might have something. And so I maintain that there was about a 7-8 week stretch last year, even though this team didn't win a lot, it was some of the most exciting stuff as a man, as a guy covering the Jaguars that I had ever experienced. I go back to '96 when they went on a run and made it to the playoffs. That was the most exciting time for Jaguars fans out there. This was second on the list in 25 years. And so now it goes from that to, okay, big man, this is your team. And so now he gets that critical eye cast towards him instead of just saying he looks like a cool dude in shorts. You know what I mean?
Joe
I don't know if that's
Cowart.
true. I mean, he's in the locker room warming up with getting ready and stretching with a jock strap, right? Nothing but a jock strap. Is that the story?
Yeah, and there were even sites, let's just call them adult entertainment sites, that were willing to offer him $1 million to do that on their website. And the guy soaks it up. He loves it. We actually had his dad, Flint Minshew, on with us today. And he said, you know, the one thing, calls him G. He said, you know, the one thing I like about G is that he never makes it too big. He knows that he's got the responsibility. But he goes, as far as I'm concerned, this is his dad talking. He goes, as far as I'm concerned, Gardner thought he had that job already, that he didn't need to beat anybody out. So that's his mentality. We will find out if he can get the job done because, trust me, I don't know whether he can, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Our buddy Joe Cowart from 1010XL in Jacksonville joins us. What do you think is going to happen with Yannick Ngakoue? I ask because, you know, as soon as people saw that he was going to be a free agent, every team that needed an edge rusher said, that's the guy we're going to get. And the Jags said, no, we're going to franchise that guy.
You know, the thing that I'm thinking about, Mickey, is that he is ticked off that he didn't get a deal. That's number one. And I understand it because he's had 4 years of productive play for this football team. He's never been a malcontent. You know, so there's all the good reasons to say he should get paid. But at the same time, if he wants $22 million a year, is a team willing to give up that amount of cash? And so the latest is that I think the Titans, even though they got Vic Beasley, there's a few rumors swirling around that they may be interested in Jadeveon or maybe Yannick. And then you've got the Eagles in play. You've got maybe the Seahawks in play if they don't get Jadeveon to come back. You've got the Jets that are interested. And so I think right now, every Jaguar fan out there is thinking, hey, if we are going to suck this year, let's get as much as we can out of the pieces that we're, you know, that we're waving goodbye to. And so Yannick, if you can get maybe a first rounder for him and, you know, maybe another pick or however it all works out, if he doesn't want to be a Jaguar going forward because he thinks he got stiffed on the contract, then you got to turn him loose and you got to try and maximize the return.
Joe Cowart, XL Prime Time on 1010XL in Jacksonville, at 1010XL, Joe C. All right, I want to go back to that million-dollar offer. Would Joe Cowart entertain that million-dollar offer to go online and demonstrate some things?
Now, Brent, you know that I, you know, if I've got a glass of whiskey, I get closer and closer to taking that $1 million, but I don't know that anyone would want to see. I would have to pay someone else $1 million to be able to check out that site in a jockstrap, but I'm not above everything. I'm not beneath anything either.
What about Matt Hayes? Would he be down?
Matt would have to double whatever I'm paying you guys to watch. He would have to double that.
Joe Cowart, our guest. So how many draft picks right now do the Jags have? Is it just a straight up dozen at this point and two in the first round?
Yeah, I believe we're at 12 and counting. And it's roughly 12 in, actually it's probably a little bit less than that, but anyway, a total of 12 picks, and you're looking at basically 7 or 8 in the top 200. And so that really is pretty solid when you think of all that they've got. And so then you got to make the decision, are they going to try and package a handful of picks and move up? I'm of the thinking right now that this is not a good enough football team to give up multiple picks to get one guy. So I think they're going to do everything they can. If they see a good one, they know they've at least got some draft capital to move up if they need to. But hey, this team needs to be restocked. This is an empty lake that needs some bass swimming around in it.
You know, it's funny, Joe, you bring up Ngakoue. So they franchise him. He's not happy. He doesn't want to be there. So maybe they do work out a trade. There are Jadeveon Clowney rumors with regard to the Titans. Maybe Ngakoue makes more sense, though, having cut Jarrell Casey. If the Titans went down that path, what would they get from him as a player?
I think more than anything else, Brent, you're talking about a guy who, from everything I can see and recall, he was never a problem. He's a guy that probably is a very proud, bust-ass type of guy, and he wants to be paid. And the thing that's driving him crazy right now is that Blake walked out with about an extra $25 million in his pocket, and Nick Foles walked in with an extra $25 million in his pocket. And it drove him crazy because he's like, I'm here busting my tail. You know, what's it going to take type of thing? And they also paid a handful of other guys. So if Tennessee were to get Yannick Ngakoue, he's not the biggest defensive end, but I would describe him as cat quick, pretty strong, makes a lot of things happen with a guy that you look size-wise at 6'3", you don't think he can do it. He can be very disruptive, knocks the quarterback down, forces a lot of fumbles, does a lot of really good things. So whoever gets him, I think, is getting a good player.
Boy, that's that disruption description is Joe Cowart after that glass of whiskey you described earlier, man. That's some next-level stuff.
I've seen it.
I know you have.
Joe, thanks so much, man. We appreciate the time. You're the best, and we always love catching up with you. Thank you, my friend.
All right, all of y'all be safe up there from your Skype positions. Everybody take care.
Thanks. At 1010XL Joe C. You can follow Joe Cowart on Twitter. I always love catching up with him. That guy is one of the dudes we most look forward to when we go places and we get to visit with folks. So there's a question out there about which side would you pick? If you have to pick a side between Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, which one do you pick? 615-737-1045. You have to pick a side. It is mandated by the government. You got to pick one or two. We'd love to hear from you on that. There's also a lot of stuff going on. Another free agent or another quarterback has become a free agent. We can tell you about that and more. First, let me tell you, though, about my friends at the Home Loan Expert. So we were telling you how low rates are, right? We've been telling you rates are low. Well, guess what? Rates are lower even than they were if you've talked to somebody within the last few days. If you've ever thought, ever thought about doing a refi on your house, or if you've ever thought about buying a house, I know there are crazy times right now, but if you've ever thought about buying a house, or if you love where you live and you just want to refi, maybe pull some cash out, pay off debt, redo your bathrooms, which is what myself and the missus are discussing right now. There's never been a better time. You live in your house, you own your house, it builds up equity in a place like Middle Tennessee, and that equity can go to work for you. Ryan Kelly and his team are literally standing by to get this done and save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com now. You can be ready to roll in about 5 minutes, or if you'd rather do it over the phone, call Ryan and his team now. It costs you nothing to learn how you could save all this money. 615-810-8555. Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, is a Tennessee residential mortgage licensee.
Hi, this is Larry.